Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdell, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first segment of today's show, I will be talking with John Page. John is a car salesman at Valistree Ford in Sherbrooke. I will also have some community events to announce and some music. In the second part of today's show, I will be talking with Claude Charron. Claude is the president of the Borough of Lennoxville, and today he will be talking about Friendship Day 2024. I will also have some health news in the second segment, as well as some music. We will start today's show with a song by Chapel Heart, and the song is called This Girl Likes Ford. We will hear the interview with John Page right after the song, so please stay tuned.
You've been strutting around here, laying it on pretty heavy. I saw that little black box in your drawer when you walked out the room. You had in mind, but if you wanna declare your love, there's something you should know. This girl likes Fords, big old F-250s, mud grip tires on the wheel, and decals, cause I like fishing.
Welcome to Townships at 12. We're welcoming John Page today. Now, John works with his brother at Valistree Ford. They're a car salesman. How long have you been selling cars, John?
Oh, yes. It's actually been, time flies. It's been just about 11 years. It'll be 11 years that I've been at Valistree Ford come June this year, actually.
Okay. What drew you to the car business?
I absolutely love vehicles. My passion has always been automobiles, whether they're, you know, trucks or cars. I've always found it fascinating to compare models and look at the technology and all the hard work that goes into actually producing a vehicle. So I've always been really interested by vehicles, and I've always enjoyed serving people. So I felt that I kind of had the idea while I was a manager of a residence life coordinator at Bishop's University. I was helping to manage the residences and the students over there. I just had a feeling like I was meant to work in the automobile industry.
Okay, good combination. What make of cars does Valistry sell?
You know what? It's kind of funny. We're called Valistry Ford. We've got the logo on the front, and we sell a bit of everything. So when it comes to new, though, of course, we're selling Ford and Lincoln. So all the Ford and Lincoln models and all their trims and sub-models. When it comes to our used lot, we actually sell around 600 used vehicles per year. And as a result, Ford and Lincoln bring in all sorts of trade-ins. We always do our best to keep the best ones and kind of send off to auction the vehicles that, you know, worry us a little bit. So we do our best to have a good filtration system. But, you know, with the electric vehicles that we have now, like the Mach-E and the Ford F-150 Lightning, it's odd, but we are picking up all sorts of vehicles. This year, we've seen a lot of Porsche SUVs go through here. We picked up many BMWs and Audis, Mercedes. So, yeah, Ford and Lincoln's new lineup is bringing previous owners of other brands. It's really bringing them in. Even the Ford Mavericks, for example, over 60% of buyers of Ford Mavericks are coming. Their previous vehicle was from another brand. So we're getting a lot of new customers to the Ford and Lincoln brand, and it's giving us a very interesting used lot. We have a bit of everything in our used lot.
Okay, that's awesome. What's the best-selling make of car right now?
I'm happy you asked that question because I've got a good answer for that one. It's actually the Ford F-150 is generally the world's most sold vehicle. Some years, it just ends up being North America's most sold vehicle. And I'm talking about this truck outselling everything in not just the truck category, but in the car and SUV category as well. So yeah, there are F-150 truck is an incredible seller. It's a global success. And we also have the world's most sold sports car with the Ford Mustang, which is looking like it's going to end up being the last V8 sports car available on the market with current trends.
Okay. What car has the best resale value, do you feel, and why is that?
Good question for people who like to switch more often. Of course, if you're keeping your vehicle for 15 years, you don't have to worry so much about resale. After 15 years, there's very few vehicles that will still be worth a small fortune. But when it comes to people who switch, you know, every 2, 3, 4, 5, even 7, 8 years, a great vehicle is the Ford F-150. Right now, a model that has incredible resale is the Ford F-150 Tremor. So the Tremor model has amazing resale, but all Ford F-150 trucks have great resale. Plus, all their panels are made from aluminum, not the frame, but the panels are made from aluminum. And as a result, you know, we're picking up since 2015, 2016 trades. Even sometimes I picked up one with 300,000 kilometers and the panels were still looking really good. So it's great for resale. Mustangs, especially Mustang GTs, either hardtop or convertible, are also great vehicles to buy and have great resale 3, 4 years later.
What are some of the new features for some of the cars for 2024?
Oh, yeah. Technology has come along so much. They're now at Ford, we're having what's called Blue Cruise. And with Blue Cruise, that means in a Ford, if you're on one of, you know, the major highways, let's say you're on the 10, for example, when your little logo in the dash for the cruise control turns blue, means that you can remove your hands from the steering wheel. And, it's a little freaky at first, but the system works really well. And when it can no longer, because, you know, we understand Quebec roads and whatnot, whenever it can't detect and see with its sensors and cameras, the painted lines, well, it tells you to put your hands back on the steering wheel. But it's a pretty comfortable option to be able to drive between, let's say, from Sherbrooke all the way to Granby on the 10 And, you know, you just have your hands in your lap, and the vehicle monitors and make sure you are looking at the road.
Okay, that's kind of awesome and scary at the same time. What about electric?
Absolutely.
What about electric cars? Are they quite popular now?
You know what? It's been a bit of a day at the beach. You know, it's been a real wave. Sometimes it had its peaks and it's had its lows. We have seen, you know, through 2020, 21, 22, electric vehicles were the category of vehicles with the lowest, with the best resale value, the category with absolute best resale value. And for, you know, part of 2023, however, with, you know, over time, the price of electric vehicles had increased, and this actually led to us, and not just us, many, many other brands as well. We ended up having a good, solid collection of, for example, a Mustang Mach-Es in the yard and Lightning. Thankfully, Ford, about 2 months ago now, we had about 106 Mustang Mach-Es, the Mach-E, the electric SUV, in inventory. And Ford did such a, they did a smart move. They dropped prices by $5,000, and interest rates dropped incredibly. Right now, we can lease a 2023 Mach-E for the very few that we have left at 0.99%. So we sold about 10 months of supply in roughly 2 months.
Okay, so, that's interesting. Yeah.
And electric vehicle prices have really come down from, let's say, early 2023. Some of the Mach-E prices, you know, a premium model with extended range battery, well, earlier in the year, or dropped the price by, it was about $8,000 roughly, and then they dropped the price recently, 2 months ago, by $5,000, and this has actually made them applicable to the federal and Quebec subvention, removing $12,000 after tax on the vehicle. So that's part of the reason why we went from selling not that many to having one of the biggest sales rush, we could say, that I've ever seen.
Okay, what about hybrid cars?
Now, hybrid, that's a great question. I think hybrids are really worth looking at. Ford CEO Jim Farley has just recently announced that they're going to slow down projects for bringing in more fully electric models. But they're going to focus on advancing when it comes to hybrid, either traditional hybrid, meaning you have nothing to plug in and you just, you know, put the gas in, you drive, you get great fuel economy, like, for example, an Escape hybrid, but also for plug-in hybrids where you actually have a range on them. For example, the Escape plug-in has a range that's going to vary depending on the time of year between about 35 to 65, maybe if you're lucky, 70 kilometers, where you can be in full electric mode. So it's the type of vehicle that's great for your daily commute to work. You get home every day, you plug it in to 110 volt plug, and the next day it's ready to go to give you another, you know, depending on the time of year, anywhere from about 30 to 70 kilometers of full electric driving. But when you do need to go down, let's say all the way for a nice Florida trip, or you're going down to Quebec City or the gas bay, well, it still has a gas engine. So it's great to do long travels and, you know, get out there and have some nice adventures.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the Ford F-150 is the most popular. What's the most popular color?
Interesting. You know, historically, it's pretty much always been black. There's always been a bit of a toss-up. You know, three really popular colors, and they're good for resale as well. It's, you know, the classic traditional color. So we're talking about black, generally number one, and then usually it's a toss-up between white and either gray. Some decades, you know, we all remember the early 2000s where everything on the road seemed to be silver. Silver is a little less popular, but a great color when it comes to, you know, keeping the vehicle clean.
Okay. How long does it take to get your car once you decide which one you want and which color?
You know what? Really good question. And really, you can say there's three good answers to that. If it's not in inventory here and we can't get our hands on it because it's not in inventory somewhere else, well, it's going to be an order. And that varies. Order times have gone down incredibly. At one point, you know, a Ford Maverick Hybrid could take, well, my wife ordered one, and we waited almost about 18 months. And now, it's about a 3 to 6 month wait for a Maverick Hybrid. Whereas we have other models where it can take 2 to 3 months, such as the Ford F-150. generally, though, we've got great inventory now. It's not what we were seeing 2 years ago where we had, you know, pretty much no inventory. So we have a huge inventory, more inventory than we've ever had, because we want to give customers a lot of choice and selection. So generally, we'll have it in inventory. And when that's the case, just to get, you know, the vehicle ready, pass it through a mechanical inspection, make sure everything is safe, we're usually talking about roughly 2 to 4 days from the time that that the purchase is made.
Okay, that's not bad. What are some important aspects one has to be careful of when buying a used car? You mentioned you have a lot of used cars too.
That is always a question that we need to really consider, because it can cost us thousands of dollars buying a used vehicle. So it's always really good to ask for the mechanical inspection, or if there is none, here we all pretty much always will have a vehicle mechanically inspected, and we want to tell, you know, our customers exactly what we have done or what we will do to the vehicle, and really, you know, discuss the pedigree and the quality of the vehicle. We don't want anyone to run into any negative surprises, but there are, you know, there, you know, every business is set up a little differently. There are some places that will say, like, hey, you know what, we've got this price and we're selling it as it is. In those situations, you really want to take it to a mechanic somewhere and have it inspected. Of course, you know, we're an authorized Ford dealer, so when our mechanics, they need to sign off on everything, they have certificates and everything, so we provide an inspection from them. And sometimes even our inspection, when it's not a Ford product, well, we'll send it elsewhere to another business, a local business, and they'll inspect it. And we really don't want anyone to run into surprises, so we try to give as much information as we possibly can.
Now, the car dealership, it's very competitive, I would imagine. How do you stay motivated, and how do you keep updated on all the new features and things on all the new cars?
It really helps when you're passionate about automobiles. Of course, it's important to, you know, enjoy serving people, because that's the majority of it, of the job. But there is the product knowledge, which is so important. It's important to always be able to tell people the right information. And we know it. We don't always have all the answers that pop up immediately in our head. You know, we're human beings, and memory isn't always as good as it was when we're, you know, 20, 25 years old. So the knowledge is always at our fingertips. And even when I have the answer on the tip of my tongue, I always like to Google the question or Google for the information and verbally say it, but also show it. And I think it's always good when, you know, whether you're shopping at for a new Ford or used vehicle at, you know, my dealership here, or you're, you know, looking at another brand somewhere else, it's always really important, you know, don't take everything, don't trust everything, don't take everything on face value. It's always important to ask to, you know, see the facts. And that's what I always try to do. I always try to speak the facts, but then also show them, to back them up with, you know, reports and data.
Okay, great answer. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go, John?
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for giving me this opportunity to do this interview with you. I really appreciate it. And I, you know, I want to thank my customers who supported me in the last 11 years. Really appreciate that you've given me your trust and you've allowed me to work for you. And I look forward to hopefully many years to come. We've got, you know, the Dion family here. Originally, when they built this dealership back in the 60s, it was all farmland here on Boulevard Bourque. And they were one of the first businesses, other than a gas station, they were one of the first businesses. They kind of bought out a farm and started converting this part of town. But we're a family-owned business, and for us, taking care of people is really important. We do our best to have everybody happy and well-served. So if, you know, you're looking for a new or used vehicle, it'll be my, and you're not already my customer, well, I look forward to meeting you and serving you.
Okay, well, thanks so much, John. Visit John or Mike Page at Valestry in Sherbrooke. Spring is a great time to change cars or buy your first car if you're a new driver. So thanks again, and all the best.
Thank you so much, Maureen.
I bet she topped off that two-ton tank at the Texaco before she hits the road. And I bet she's pissed
just off enough to pick herself up a pack of smokes. Even though she don't flip a quarter, roll the dice, it's a left or it's a right. One's going my way and one's here on a highway. Heads, it's headlights, heading home. Tread left off forgiveness, tells it's taillights, telling on. For that fourth forget, this is that act of kicking up. That last goodbye cloud of dust is gonna give me. Or does she miss me? Tonight it's looking at 450-50. Yeah, tonight it's looking at 450-50.
Next up, we have some community events to announce here on the Townships at 12. Alexander Galt's Art Concentration Program invites you to attend the 2024 Spring Art Auction, Thursday, April 25th, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Galt Library. All proceeds go to the Maui Strong Fund. Payment is with cash only. Canadian Independent Bookstore Day. Black Cat Books, located at 168 E Queen Street in Lennoxville, invites you to join them on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for their annual Canadian Independent Bookstore Day celebrations. There will be sales, contests, giveaways, as well as in-person and online activities. Libraire Macroscope will also be joining them for a pop-up used book sale on the porch, and they hope to see everybody there. Register for the Cougar Run 2024. That happens on Saturday, May 11th at 10 a.m. The first 150 participants to register will receive a pair of Cougar Run sunglasses and a Cougar Run t-shirt. So jog over to the registration page online. The Cougar Run is a fundraiser event in support of the Champlain-Lennoxville Foundation. All proceeds from this fundraiser will go towards athletic excellence, participation in national championships, and the general fund, which supports overall student success and well-being. An antique farm machinery show coming up on June 15th and 16th at 128-143 Richmond, Quebec at the Richmond Fairgrounds, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Admission is $20 for those 16 years and up, $5 for 10 to 15 years, and free under 10 years. 10:30 a.m. Inscription for antique tractor pulls. The pulls start at 11 a.m. 1800 pork and beef supper with all the trimmings. Tickets are sold in advance. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Admission is $15 for those 16 years and up, $5 for children 10 to 15 years, and free under 10 years old.
11 a.m. Tractor Parade, 1300 Tractor Games. Also for the 2 days, there is a public market, a flea market, canteen on the grounds, and a petting zoo. Join Literacy in Action's new Smart Science series, Engineering Squad, available now in Barrie, a family activity in Barrie, Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. from May 4th to June 8th. Sign up with Angie at lia-estree.org or call 819-346-7009. Limited spots are available. The Township Sun is calling all poetry lovers. Join them at a poetry tea on April 21st, 2 to 4 p.m. at Uplands, and the admission is free. If you'd like to give a 2-minute reading, please register in advance at townshipsunrsvp@gmail.com and tell them your name and your place of residence in the townships. Exciting news, Friendship Day 2024 has begun. To continue the 30-year tradition, they need your help. Share your excitement with them by volunteering. You can reach them by email at friendshipdaylen@gmail.com. So that's Friendship Day being planned again, and this year's Friendship Day will be on June 8, 2024. Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center, located at 9 Speed Street in the borough of Lennoxville, will be presenting the art by the Lennoxville Art Group, LAG. This exhibit will continue until May 26, 2024. If you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, I would like to help you to announce it. It's free. Just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com, and we'll get your event announced. Also, if you have a nonprofit organization and you would like me to do an interview with one of you, I would be more than happy to. Again, please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. Please note that all interviews are pre-recorded and not live and done by telephone. You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube 88.9 FM. I'm your host, Maureen. I'd like to thank my guest, John Page, for telling us all about cars. Great information, John. And before the community events, we heard a song from Morgan Wallen. The song was F-150-50. We're going to finish off this first segment of today's Townships at 12 with a song called F-150 by Robin Ottolini. We'll hear the news from Derek Bullard, a word from a couple of our sponsors, and then I'll be right back with Claude Charron, and he's going to be talking about Friendship Day 2024, so please stay tuned.
I can drive by your street and not feel a thing. Play all of those songs you used to play me. Get drunk with my friends and not think to call. Could think of you a little, but I don't think of you at all. I've been growing up, getting strong, moving on. Then I see an F-150 and all the memories of you just hit me. You're driving right through my mind, and every time I think I'm fine, I see the headlights of an F-150. I can make out a boy I just met tonight, and I feel guilty, not drunk, cry. I can sip whiskey straight, not think of your name, be in any bar, and I look for your face. I've been doing better than okay, yeah. But then I see an F-150, and all the memories of you just hit me. You're driving right through my mind, and every time I think I'm fine, I see the headlights of an F-150. But it's not even your F-150. Oh,
let me tell you what it is.
It's the drivers, the late nights, the tailgates, the bonfires. Slowing down, growing up, making love, it all sneaks back up. Maybe soon it won't sneak back up. When I see an F-150 and all the memories, you won't hit me. You'll be moving on with your life, and I'll be moving on mine, and I'll be fine. When I see an F-150 and all the memories, you won't hear me. You'll be moving on with your life, and I'll be moving on mine. I'll take back what it took from me.